Good morning on this Wednesday morning. I'm Todd Zwillick. I'm here with Lynn Scher. We're both filling in for John Hockenberry. Well, do you remember this little piece of presidential history?
If Americans are to have the courage to change in a difficult time, we must first be secure in our most basic needs. Tonight, I want to talk to you about the most critical thing we can do to build that security. This healthcare system of ours is badly broken, and it is time to fix it.
This healthcare system of ours is badly broken, and it's time to fix it. Yes, thank you, President Bill Clinton. Back in 1993, President Obama is now trying to sell his own health plan reform to Congress tonight and to American voters, of course, for a blueprint of what this president needs to say to sell that latest incarnation of health reform. We have a couple of distinguished guests with us this morning. Cindy Gallup is an advertising consultant and former chair of ad agency BBH. She's in the studio with us. And Ted Widmer is a former speechwriter for Bill Clinton. Cindy, welcome.
Thank you.
So we talked a little bit before about the damaged brand and, of course, things like death panels, things like socialist, Marxist, government takeover, all very strong marketing buzzwords, in my view. What words can the president use or posture? What does he use in the House of Representatives chamber tonight to fix that brand?
Well, I think in the first instance, actually, a successful speech always starts with a very clear sense of who your target audience is. This one's a bit of a nightmare because there are a lot of very different, very distinct target audiences.
Politicians and voters all across the gamut.
Absolutely. And so I think that subjectively speaking, the president will be best focusing on the American people as the key audience amongst all the many who are hanging on his every word. In that context, it's tremendously important to bring simplicity and clarity to the entire debate. And those are, I'd suggest, fundamental precepts that he should be operating tonight.
And does he focus on what this means for the voters, for instance? He focuses on what this means to you, your costs, your premiums, your health. Most of the polls show that everyone wants people to have health insurance, but nobody wants to contribute to that effort. How do you sell that?
He's got an enormously difficult task. He has to simplify and synthesize a number of very complex concepts into something that everyone can understand and feel that they have clarity in their own minds about. And I think in that sense, we're going to be looking for some highly memorable sound bites, which he's certainly proved he's a master of in the past.
All right, Ted Widmer, former speechwriter for Bill Clinton. You're now director of the Center for Early American History at Brown University. You've written speeches like this before. You've made the sales job before. What's your advice for the president and his speechwriters tonight?
I actually only worked on foreign policy, so I've never written a healthcare speech. But
you've written important speeches, that's for sure.
Well, I agree with what Cindy said. We need clarity. I think this is a subject that Americans feel very daunted by, and he needs to break it down into basic concepts. But he also needs to root it in essential American values, fairness, efficiency, moving ahead into a future that has become a little bit scarier over the last year, and helping each other out. And he needs to clearly state why the pros of this outweigh the cons. I think he hasn't quite made that argument yet, but I think he will tonight.
And in something, Ted, in something so complex as healthcare reform, a 1,000-page bill, the polls show clearly most Americans don't understand it. Most reporters won't admit it, but they don't understand it either. Most members of Congress don't understand it fully. Is the speech job easier in that case because you can define what the issues are, or is it more difficult because people don't really understand the facts?
I think it's pretty difficult. I think healthcare is very confusing. Even the experts admit this, and basic people like you and me and Cindy, it's very, very hard to understand all these complicated financial and medical concepts. But we do have a master explainer up there, and this is a perfect time to really lead. We've all come back from summer vacation. It's the fall is beginning, and it's a serious issue. And I think he really hasn't explained it well enough yet. So this is a very important moment to do that tonight.
Ted, it's Lynn Scher. At this time of such extraordinary partisanship, this man who came in talking about bipartisan possibilities, how does he thread his way through that? What do you as a speechwriter do to not only maintain your base but bring in the other side, particularly when it's so divided?
Well, basic human stories always work well, just telling how individuals have been affected by bad health care policies over the past. He's strengthened in a way by the story of Clinton's failure at the beginning of his presidency, because we all know what happened then, and we've seen the quality of health care decline and the costs go up a lot. So in a way, that moves some momentum over to his side. The Republicans succeeded in defeating reform 16 years ago, and so now there's a real reason to try again to get it right.
All right, let me bring in Lisa Schifrin. She's a former speechwriter for Vice President Dan Quayle, another speechwriter just like you, Ted, but on the Republican side. Lisa, how do you see the president's sales task through the speech tonight? He needs clarity in a complex issue and clarity and a good sales pitch in front of an extremely diverse audience. How do you think you should approach it?
The two things I think are most important, and forgive me if this has already been said, as the previous guest said, his explanatory powers need to be used in full. This is such a major, major change in our economy and in the nature of our society that if he wants to convince the center, and he will not convince the right. Anybody who has a principled right. objection to the government running health care will not be convinced. But what he needs is to convince the center and to make people, to allay their anxieties. The way he needs to do that is by slowing down, by not appearing to ram anything through or make anybody vote quickly, and seriously explaining both sides, the costs and the benefits. And we know the current system has many, many costs. We know that it doesn't work as well as it needs to, but we also know it has a lot of benefits. So he needs to explain what will change and how that will affect things overall.
All right, Cindy Gallo.
Almost as important is his tone. There can be none of this triumphalism, and you know, over the weekend when he spoke at a Labor Day.
Sure. But to a friendly audience, let me turn to Cindy Gallup really quick. Cindy, you're an ad professional. You know, Lisa just mentioned that the right is not going to be sold by this, and you know, I think of it from your perspective, maybe in terms of an infomercial. You know, there's certain things that Todd Zwillick, I'm just not buying, no matter how good the commercial. I'm not buying a Snuggie or whatever those blankets are called. I'm not buying one. So does the president know that the right is just not going to buy it and he doesn't bother selling to them, or does he try to include them as well in his message?
I actually think that if he goes for a message that is truly straightforward, simple, clear, and honest to the American people, that's the best he can do in terms of looking to get everybody to understand what he's doing and get on board. When we are confused and feel that we don't understand something we should, the natural human reaction is to actually become irritable and annoyed. The more everybody feels there is total clarity and we can talk to each other in a common language about what he's looking to do, the more I believe there will be a more favorable reception for what he has to say.
How about shame? A lot of great commercials use shame. You're not on board. You're not a good mother. What about shaming people with the prospect of not acting when we're in a healthcare crisis?
Actually, as an ad person, I don't believe in making people feel negative in order to do something. I believe it's much more about giving them positive reasons to do something, and that's absolutely what he has to do.
Negative works in politics sometimes, you know, sort of the swinging the axe of potential loss.
And guilt works.
And
in
guilt
human
works great.
Life.
Yeah. I would actually say that those tactics have been deployed far too often in politics, and that's one of the changes we want to see going forwards.
All right. So the takeaway from this conversation, the president needs clarity. The president needs to be clear. He needs to inspire, but he also needs to show people what's in it for them. Those are the best ads. Cindy Gallup, advertising consultant, joining us in the studio. Lisa Schifrin, former speechwriter for former Vice President Dan Quayle, now at the National Review. And Ted Widmer, former speechwriter for Bill Clinton and now director of the Center for Early American History at Brown University, who wrote speeches on foreign policy for the former president who tried to sell health care in 1993.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.